think of this. Before we seen a conquistador, a conqueror, right? We lived a certain way. The village raised the child, every child. Back when you were being born, all the stories would be remembered in that village, right? On why your mother was pregnant with you, right? And the child wouldn't even get named till about a week later.
Oh, yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? But the whole village would know. You remember things that happened with you when your mother was pregnant with you because it was something so great.
Yep.
You understand what I'm saying? We went with the ways of our ancestors. We always respected the elders. And living today, we don't have a smidget of that information being used or applied in mainstream African-American culture. And that is the root of African-American culture, because that's the root of American culture.
Right.
You see how that works? And then you say how it's the root because of England, and because if you go to the England and what the Roman church know, right?
Right, right?
Where they get their information. So we're always going to lead back to there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, not saying you have to bring a title on. See, that's another thing. People tend to understand, like, damn, I've been lied to, but what do I do now? What, it ain't God? No, you're asking yourself the wrong questions.
Yeah.
You need to be figuring out who you are. You ain't gonna know nothing till you know yourself. I mean,
I think people run with that imagery. Not imagery so much, but just the thought of God coming out of the sky one day and, like, really saving the world.
Understand, like, this. You can't even answer any questions correctly yet, right? You can't have a pure train of thought yet because your diet not right, for one.
That shit gets me frustrated every day.
The gut controls the mind. The mind controls the gut. Do you understand? As we see the look that 90% of our problems with our mind comes from the digestive tract. Meaning, we gotta do a 180 because of the way we've been eating. No animal in this world eat before 12 o'clock, for one, for you breakfast lovers. Two, you shouldn't be loving no food, in love with it. That's an addiction, right?
Yep.
But we forget that too. We think drugs are the only addiction. No, we are addicted to sugars. We are addicted to hots, salt, sugar too. Processing a body of sugar.
Right.
So, if we understand that the body is a processor, right? And the body is a processor, and when we bring something in the body, it remember as in the format that God put it on this earth at. So when you put a raisin in your body, it turns into a grape. The water go back into it to make it a grape because that's all they know. And God ain't make raisins. See how that works? So if it don't come from mama, you shouldn't want it. Garlic, you shouldn't want it. Carrots, you shouldn't want it. Even if you take it to the Africans, cassava leaf was made in a lab. I believe in Poland.
That was slave food.
You know what I mean? Yeah, they were. It was made to feed
and fill.
And fill, right, exactly. Feed and fill the slaves. Or their prisoners.
Yeah.
Right. So, if we understand that we on, like, a big-ass concentration camp, we'll get the picture. This is not living. See, you think this is living because your food's right here, your repair, your car right here, everything's in your face. You don't gotta do nothing but spend your money.
Right.
Right? So, but even still, with so much in our face, we still stuck in a controlled environment.
Right.
You can't go be no, let's see. Anything in America, right? You probably get an easy job, janitor, you know what I mean? But your image will be checked upon with certain jobs, and you won't be able to meet the criteria. There are people, right, in the neighborhood we live in that have degrees, right? But can't get it right.
Yeah. They're living. The common sense or
not even a common sense, because that shit is not common.
Right.
The things that you have to do to get ahead in this country is not common to a black person. Do you understand? We have not been educated. And you can't blame a person that's ignorant on something they don't know. They don't know. You understand? Why have they not been educated? If crime is such a problem, crime has been, they made it a regular thing. This is what's fucking insane. You would think problems happen like this all the time everywhere around the world, and it does not. Africa has 1/10 of the policing that we have, with so many police, right? Why the fuck the slaves ain't have policing? They didn't need them. So, in saying, someone must be creating some problems, right?
Right.
There is a direct correlation with poverty and violence.
I can believe that.
Poverty and infested areas, you know, dirt, unsanitized areas. It's a direct correlation with poverty. Anger. You know what I'm saying? We are killing ourselves slowly, and we don't see it. They are tearing us apart from unknown forces, and then they make you give it to someone that's not even visible. This motherfucker couldn't save himself on a cross. He gonna save you? Get a grip. Why did he not save any of those slaves making that long ass passage? Why were we enslaved? And then beforehand, when you're thinking about this American slavery, transatlantic slave trade, then you gotta go to sub-Saharan slave trade.
Right.
1,000 years prior. So, what are we supposed to do? Only thing we can do is figure it out, right? But but we definitely going to unify, that's a guarantee. Without us together, we are zero. Do you understand? Without us together, we are zero. So we gotta figure it out for us all, and especially for our kids. Change the diet for the kids, at least. You don't want them growing up like that.
We're not planting the seed for them to sprout and grow.
Exactly. Always positive affirmations. Remember who you are, what you are. Remember how great you are, and that you built this country. Don't let nobody tell you different. That you are this country. Don't let nobody tell you any different. Conscious and Honest Podcast. Truth of the matter.
I'm sorry, the person you...
When I start getting information, I'm gonna just, cause you don't answer the phone, man.
I'm sorry. Oh, I didn't have, cause what, you talking about when you call me off the apps? Like, yes, I'm.
Can we record, like, when we on the phone?
I just added you as a friend. It wasn't coming.
Think for a second, right? First of all, think for yourself. Try once in your life thinking a thought that you put together yourself. Crafted from scratch, not piggyback to off a past thought, something recurring, or something you've seen. Could you do it? Probably not. Reason being, your pineal gland is the most attacked gland in your body, most attacked part of your body. Every food you can think of, you eat: cheesesteaks, pizza, soda, cereal, all of these things, bad for the body, bad for you. You look at everything from a European perspective. Why is that? You were conquered, right? Two, you have never known what it feels like to be African because they beat your language out of your body, beat your language out of your existence, got you thinking you're something other than what you are. That is insanity. We must understand that we are all dealing with PTSD. There is no way to
get rid of it. Unless you know what you're dealing with. Just think of this. Think about the ape in the movie. That everyone knows he's an ape but him. That's us. Every doctor gave you the opinion off a European standard. You're African. Whole different genome than a Neanderthal. Your ancestors were never in caves. Trying to get people to understand what they are is probably harder than breathing in space. Point being, because we have been dominated, we must understand that we have lost our identity. So therefore, we must figure who we are again and eat as if we are what we are, an African. We must respect our genome, the building block for life. Why follow something that's new to the planet when your DNA holds 13.5 billion years of it? You've been here since the beginning. You are the Atum. Dig this. We can't do it by ourselves. We need each other. We have to start giving this education to our kids, breaking it down in the smallest form, knowing that the basics to science, life, the things we think are so not needed was called the rites of passage back where we come from. And that's how we were known to become into adulthood. So that was something needed. Understanding that even when it comes down to our relationships, we are off track. While a woman's thinking with her feelings, we're thinking with her thoughts. We are missing every time. We have to get in routine with being African again. We were a great people, great nation. Understand that you are everything of amazing. Understand you are innovative thought. You are creation itself. Without the African woman, we would not be here. Ashe. Understand. Love everything about yourself.